Hello, I am Dr. Lawrence Mwagbo, and in this podcast, I'll be talking about how we can incorporate considerations of equity in systematic reviews. I will briefly describe the concept of equity and then discuss the Progress Plus framework. Later, I will list some recommendations for applying an equity lens to systematic reviews and go over some examples. Health inequity refers to unfair and avoidable differences in health. These differences are deemed to be unfair because they can be resolved by reasonable action. Some differences in health can be attributed to natural or biological variation, freely chosen health damaging behaviors, and transient health advantages. Some examples include higher rates of breast cancer in women compared to men, a higher rate of injury in people who practice extreme sports, or benefits gained by people who live close to where a health service is initiated before it spreads out. On the other hand, some examples of unfair and unacceptable differences in health include instances in which the health damaging behavior is due to severely restricted choice of lifestyle, exposure to unhealthy living or working conditions, and inadequate access to essential healthcare services. To further illustrate the concept of equity, we will compare it to equality. Consider a child, a teenager, and an adult reaching for mangoes on a tree. If we were to help them equally, we could give all of them a stool to help them reach the fruit. However, one stool may not be sufficient for the child to reach the fruit, and the adult may already be able to reach the fruit without a stool. Therefore, providing support equally does not resolve the problem in all the people involved, and therefore there is still some inequity. An alternative arrangement would be to give each person the right number of stools required to reach the fruit. Inequities may present across many characteristics, and the Progress Plus framework allows us to consider all of these characteristics. PROGRESS is an acronym for place of residence, race, occupation, gender, religion, education, socioeconomic status, and social capital. The plus alludes to other contextual factors like age and disability. This framework can be used by public health program planners to guide the intervention plan in a way that encompasses considerations of equity. It can also be used by public health researchers to ensure that the research focus, analysis, and conclusions use an equity lens effectively. While all the components of Progress Plus may not be relevant to every research question, the literature suggests that these issues are inadequately addressed in systematic reviews. Welch and colleagues outline 10 steps for incorporating equity in systematic reviews. First, we must define the conceptual approach to health equity and determine the relevance of equity at the protocol stage. Second, we should develop a theory-based approach, which may include an analytical framework that identifies health equity as an outcome. Then frame the health equity questions and include relevant study designs to assess health equity questions. Fourth, we must identify information sources for health equity questions, noting that this evidence will likely come from non-randomized studies. In the fifth step, they invite the researcher to avoid relying on conventional databases and broaden their search. Next, appropriate search terms for equity should be defined and may include terms such as inequity, inequality, and disparities. Reviewers may also use proxy terms for inequities, such as nutritional status, and should also consider the influence of context and process on health equity outcomes. The eighth step involves information synthesis using meta-analysis, a realist evaluation, or meta-ethnography. Subgroup analysis may be warranted. Finally, systematic reviewers should incorporate considerations of applicability and the setting of the problem or intervention. An example of a study focusing on health equity where Progress Plus was applied focuses on whether hand washing prevents diarrhea. It became quite clear that diarrhea can only be prevented by hand washing if clean water was readily available. In the population of interest, there was limited access to clean tap water, and so instead hand sanitizers were used as an intervention. In summary, health equity is important for decision making. It is also important to note that some interventions can cause inequities, and interventions must be designed carefully to reduce inequity. Equity-focused reviews are an opportunity to identify and document inequities as well as to propose solutions. Additional resources can be found on the Cochrane Equity Methods Group website. Thanks for listening.